I was asked a little while back was to do with an amputated limb and does it need to be buried and what if it can't be buried? This is one of these interesting things that it's quite well known, I think, that amputated limbs are supposed to be buried, but where do we get that from? It certainly doesn't appear, certainly not in the Furash and the Gemara, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but there are a number of tshuvot on the topic. The Nodav Yehuda has a tshuva in Madura Tinyana Yoredea Siman Resh Tet, where he talks about a Kohen who had his leg amputated and wanted to know if he was allowed to carry around the amputated leg with him so that anybody who saw him would be filled with pity for him and daven on his behalf. So the Nodav Yehuda's response was no, that this amputated limb is metameh. It's a source of ritual impurity, and the Kohen's not allowed to come into contact with that. So it has to be kept away from him, and that in actual fact it's proper to bury it. Why is it proper to bury it? Because it's a source of tumah, and you don't want tumah on the loose, as it were. You don't want tumah around that a Kohen could accidentally come into contact with it, and therefore it should be buried. This tshuva is cited by a number of other sources. The Melamed Lohel, Reb David Zvi Hoffman, Chelek Yoredesim, Kuf Yud Chet, he quotes the Nodav Yehuda Paskins like that. His Lashon is a little bit different there. He says, Tov lekavro b'beit hachayim, it's good to bury it in a cemetery. That would seem to indicate that it's not absolutely essential, but it's certainly an appropriate thing to do. The Geshar Chaim, Perek Tet Zayin, also paskens this way, but he also brings from the Shvut Yaakov that in actual fact, some people don't like to bury their limbs whilst they're alive. It gives them an awkward feeling. They feel like they've got one foot in the grave, as it were, and therefore they feel nervous about burying a limb. So the Shvut Yaakov says if necessary, it can be preserved and put in a room out of the way so that people won't become tameh, and then it can be buried at a later date when they die. It can be buried together with them. And that's also quoted by the Pitkei Tshuva in Siman Shin Samach Bet. Rav Moshe Feinstein, though, has a tshuva on the subject, actually two tshuvot on the subject, in Igrot Moshe Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Siman Resh Lamed Aleph, and Siman Resh Lamed Bet, where he disagrees with the Nodav Yehuda to some extent, and he says that it's not just a matter of making sure there's not tumah around. There's actually a din of kavura with the amputated limb, and that it ought to be buried. But why does Rav Moshe say that? He says it's not an absolute din of kavura, but it's a din that it shouldn't be left bevizayon. It shouldn't be left in a disrespectful way. This is part of a human body, and the human body has sanctity, and therefore a part which has been cut off from the human body shouldn't just be left around on the street for the dogs to eat or something like that. So in actual fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it would also be all right to incinerate it, presumably in a respectful manner, but the point is it shouldn't just be left on the street corner. The Nodav Yehuda also would seem to hold that it could be incinerated as well, because that way you'd get rid of any tumor. They both seem to be agreeing that there doesn't need to be absolute kavura. It's not absolutely a din in kavura. It's just that it's kavura is what needs to be done. According to the Nodav Yehuda, said there shouldn't be tumor around. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, said it shouldn't be left in a state of disrespect. So a nafkamina could be what if it's locked away somewhere and just left there to decay. So according to the Nodav Yehuda, that would be all right. Kohanim aren't going to come into contact with it. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it seems that wouldn't be good because it's not a respectful way of leaving a human limb. So certainly the general practice is that where possible, that limbs should be buried. And the Geshar Chaim discusses that there should be some sort of tara on the limb. It should be washed and wrapped up before burial. If possible, it should be buried in the grave where the person's going to be ultimately buried. If they've got a reserved plot, then it should be buried there. If not, so it's not such a big issue. But certainly it would seem that in cases where it's going to be difficult to bury it, perhaps the hospital doesn't want to release it because of infection control or something like that, so long as it's disposed of in a respectful manner, so then that would be permissible. What about organs? If a person has a gallbladder removed or some other internal appendix removed, some other internal organ, does that need to be buried? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's only organ in vat samot. It's only if you've got skin or sinews or bones that need to be buried, but not soft tissue. And therefore, if those things are amputated or removed, so it's not necessary to bury them. Ad kan.